You walk past a coffee shop with a green mermaid. Without reading a word, you know exactly what's inside. That's not magic. It's branding. But here's what most people get wrong. That mermaid is just the tip of the iceberg. The real power lies beneath the surface, in a carefully orchestrated system that took decades to build. Branding has journeyed from literal hot irons marking cattle to sophisticated ecosystems shaping trillion-dollar companies. It's moved beyond graphic designers tweaking logos in isolation to become a boardroom obsession, and for good reason. When Anderson Consulting became Accenture, when Google created Alphabet, when Enron's crooked E became an unintentional symbol of corruption, these weren't just visual changes. They were strategic pivots that either unlocked billions or exposed fundamental flaws no amount of design polish could hide. The evidence for branding's effectiveness is compelling. Paul Smith growing from one shop to 300 worldwide with 200 million turnover. Innocent selling to Coca-Cola for $95 million. Apple becoming the first $700 billion U.S. company. But branding alone cannot fix fundamental business problems. That's why early investigative steps matter so much. Before touching design, diagnose where you stand. Most organizations rush towards solutions for unexamined problems. Study any industry and you'll spot eerie uniformity. Transportation logos use geometric monograms. Universities favor crests in blue or purple. Tourism brands deploy rainbow colors with hand-drawn lettering. This sameness creates opportunity. Parker Pens discovered their differentiator during a factory visit. Asus transformed second place into We Try Harder. Dove rejected glossy perfection for real women, turning soap into a movement. Breakthroughs come from challenging conventions. Why do beauty ads look identical? Why pretend products are more similar than they are? Real gold comes from honest stakeholder conversations, SWOT analyses that sting, and courage to admit your perceived strengths aren't differentiators at all. Four decades ago, brands were purely visual. Today, three words, just do it, can rival any swoosh in power. Yet brand strategy language remains confusing. Brand essence, positioning, core truth, even experts disagree. Traditional mission statements become disconnected aspirations. Start with why you exist. Save the Children answered, no child born to die. Innocent Drinks declared, to make natural, delicious, and healthy drinks that help people live well and die old. These aren't marketing fluff. They're strategic anchors guiding every decision. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple, he crafted a manifesto celebrating the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels who think different. That verbal foundation repositioned Apple as desirable. Some brands reject traditional marketing entirely. Dyson claims not to believe in brand at all, focusing purely on invention. Yet this anti-branding stance is itself a brand strategy, differentiation through radical engineering honesty. Cancer Research UK stated boldly, research kills cancer, when other charities tiptoed around directness. That combative clarity became their competitive edge. Branding isn't linear. Textbooks claim you lock down strategy first, then designers execute. Reality? Much messier. Design discoveries force strategic pivots. Perfect narratives emerge only after visual exploration. Naming lives in this peculiar space between strategy and creativity. With millions of names registered globally, finding available options demands both imagination and pragmatism. Made-up names like Spotify, truncations like Flickr, mashups like YouTube and Facebook. Your name doubles as your web address, your digital front door. Federal Express, compressed to FedEx. International Business Machines became IBM. But acronyms can trap you, letter combinations that mean nothing to new audiences. Brand architecture occupies this space too. Should everything carry the parent name like London Science Museum? Use an endorsed approach like Olympic Games? Create distinct brands like Unilever? Real solutions become hybrids, blending strategic logic with design coherence. For an observatory north of Tokyo, design exploration revealed the core idea, comparing cosmic phenomena to everyday objects, black holes to plug holes, Saturn's rings to hula hoops, bringing the cosmos down to Earth. Design translates research, differentiation, purpose, and values into visual form. Without that foundation, you're just making things pretty. Modern brands need comprehensive toolkits, imagery style, photography, tone, personality, not just logos. Typography often anchors everything, since your company's front door is now a domain name. Effective word marks plant visual hooks. Mobile's red O becomes instantly memorable. Shelter's H, shaped like a pitched roof, connects to its mission. Symbols remain powerful. Starbucks has refined its mermaid for nearly 5 decades. Online environments demand both full names and recognizable short-form versions, with the ultimate test being the 16x6 pixel favicon. FedEx's white arrow between E and X goes unnoticed until pointed out, then adds meaning. Most work involves existing organizations with substantial equity, creating tension between clean slate desires and evolutionary approaches. The skill lies in preserving what works while dropping what doesn't. Amazon's redesign maintained lowercase type and palette, but strengthened letter forms and transformed the orange swoosh into a smile-shaped arrow connecting A to Z, communicating both comprehensive offerings and customer satisfaction. Beautiful strategies often die during implementation. Without proper planning, ideas get introduced hastily and lost within organizations. This phase demands finishing what you started, finalizing core visual assets, and creating prioritized application lists for short, medium, and long-term goals. Modern brands need clear, flexible toolkits that inspire users while maintaining coherence. Coca-Cola uses its script, colors, swoosh device, bottle shape, and support typography. The Science Museum employs geometric, code-like typography in different weights. Global implementation requires multilingual adaptation. Uniqlo represents a bilingual success story. Born from a Hiroshima unique clothing warehouse in 1984, its name emerged from an administrative error when Uniqlo was misread as Uniqlo. Despite global expansion, they've maintained Japanese identity while conducting business primarily in English. The 21st century demands brands flex across digital environments, from web pages to tiny tweet icons, creating 16-pixel logos and layouts adapting to different browsers and devices. Internal adoption becomes critical for long-term health. If staff don't understand the new direction, implementation becomes an uphill struggle. Share strategy, narrative, and visual approaches early, allowing staff to engage throughout the process. Launch day marks the beginning, not the end. Sustain momentum by linking research to engagement. If staff participated in workshops or surveys, report back regularly. It's both courteous and politically astute. Every brand eventually faces a choice: evolve or reinvent. Adidas maintains relevance through creative collaborations built on its legally protected three-stripe heritage. Kiehl's has preserved its apothecary-inspired identity for over 150 years, staying true to its no-advertising approach even after L'Oreal's acquisition. Legacy brands can revitalize by reinterpreting distinctive elements. Time Magazine and National Geographic both leveraged their iconic borders as framing devices, reinforcing brand essence. Sometimes gradual evolution isn't enough. Royal and Sun Alliance couldn't extend its stodgy pension brand into competitive direct insurance, so they created More Than, a distinctive new brand with a name embodying comparative positioning. Within 3 years, it secured a top three position. In today's crowded marketplace, branding has become essential. The most successful brands embrace the full spectrum from strategic thinking to creative execution, not just being seen, but being understood, trusted, and chosen again and again.